Dennis Quaid calls out cancel culture media pushing fake news over his coronavirus task force PSA. By Warner Todd Houston on September 28, 2020. Actor Dennis Quaid has had it with the media and cancel culture after he faced accusations of collusion with the Trump administration over his recent interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci. A few weeks ago, Dennis Quaid interviewed the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases after he cut a PSA spot to raise awareness about the coronavirus. Along with the PSA, Quaid told fans he was also given the opportunity to have a video chat interview with Dr. Fauci. The criticism came quick. Quaid posted a video to his Instagram account to set the record straight. "No good deed goes unpoliticized," the I Can Only Imagine star captioned his video post. "I have to say right now I am feeling some outrage and a lot of disappointment about a PSA and interview that I did with Dr. Anthony Fauci a few weeks ago. It is being used by the cancel culture media that I was doing a campaign at an endorsement of Donald Trump and that I was paid handsomely for this by diverted CDC funds. Nothing could be further from the truth. I did a PSA for Dr. Anthony Fauci, and he was kind of enough to grant me an interview as well. And the interview and PSA were about raising awareness of COVID-19 and what we can still do to prevent lives being lost by this terrible, terrible virus. It was about the importance of wearing a mask and social distancing. It was in no way political, and in fact, Dr. Fauci and I talked about it beforehand that it was not to be political. Dr. Anthony Fauci and I both talked about it before that it was not to be political, as the virus is not political," Quaid added. Quaid, who's set to play Ronald Reagan, alongside John Voight and Robert Davi in a drama based on the life of America's 40th president, says he took no payments for his PSA and his involvement with Dr. Fauci had nothing whatever to do with politics. He also slammed the media for misrepresenting his work with the virus. "I was not paid one penny for doing this interview and neither was Dr. Anthony Fauci. I'm really disappointed that some people who call themselves legitimate reporters don't do their homework. If you would like to listen to my entire conversation with Dr. Anthony Fauci, you can. It's on my podcast, The Denizens Podcast, on Audio Up. Whoever wrote this story obviously didn't listen to the interview," Quaid said. In April, Quaid praised President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, saying, "I think Trump, no matter what anybody thinks of him, is doing a good job at trying to get these states, and all of the American people, what they need, and also trying to hold our economy together and be prepared for when this is all over." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.